Thank you and good afternoon. 45-year-old Crescent City resident Lyle Weiss was sentenced to 6 years in state prison over the weekend on felony drug charges, along with firearm possession and child endangerment. Weiss was running a drug operation out of his Crescent City home, and he was found to be in possession of over 2 pounds of methamphetamine as well as a loaded shotgun, all while his 2-year-old son was living with him. Weiss initially asked the court for probation and treatment instead of prison time, but that request was denied. Delaware County District Attorney Dale Trigg applauded the efforts of the sheriff's office and detectives, saying in a statement that through their efforts, they sent a big drug dealer who was polluting our community and endangering his own 2-year-old child to state prison. The California Highway Patrol Command of Crescent City arrested a 27-year-old Brookings, Oregon resident for driving under the influence of alcohol on Sunday night. Jason Nelson was traveling north on Highway 199 when he lost control of his vehicle as it traveled off the east embankment, partially coming to rest in the river. The California Highway Patrol responded to the scene, and while Nelson only sustained minor injuries, he was found to be under the influence of alcohol, and he was subsequently arrested. Law enforcement in Humboldt and Delaware counties are asking for the public's help in locating a 40-year-old female resident who left Humboldt County for Oregon on Sunday. Mary Lynn DeZern was last seen driving a black 2007 Nissan 350Z and was headed to Prospect, Oregon. However, she didn't arrive as planned and hasn't been heard from since. Anyone with information related to DeZern, described as a 5'2 white female adult with brown hair and blue eyes, is asked to contact authorities. Local residents traveling through Eureka are advised to be on the lookout for traffic delays and detours at various locations as construction work begins this week. City officials will begin the final phase of the Mad River Pipeline project, where a parallel pipeline will be connected to the city's main water supply pipeline that was installed in 1936. Traffic control with lane closures and detours will be in effect at Hubbard Lane and Harris Street throughout the week. Sewer main reconstruction will also take place between C and E Streets through October 28th, and traffic control and road closures will be in effect at 2nd, 3rd, C, D, and E Streets from 7:30 a.m. until 5 in the afternoon daily. Motorists are advised to plan accordingly. With the fall season underway, officials with the Six Rivers National Forest are preparing to begin prescribed burns in various areas. In the Smith River Gaskee District, more than 200 acres will be burned at various locations, while 40 acres will be burned in the Lower Trinity District. Forest officials will also burn more than 130 acres at various locations in the Mad River District. While officials conduct prescribed burns, residents are reminded that smoke may be visible on various county roadways. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news related to the crab season.
Crab fishing season is supposed to open in December, but there stands a chance that the 2016-2017 crab fishing season could be impacted by warm waters again this year after those warm ocean currents led to the formation of high levels of domoic acid in crab along the coast and pretty much wiped out last year. In Sacramento, lawmakers, led by State Senator Mike McGuire, who chairs the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, will host local, state, and federal officials tomorrow afternoon. Among the presentations will be an outlook for the upcoming crab fishing season, as well as the impact that imported farmed fish products have on local aquaculture efforts. 2014 marked the first time Americans ate more farmed fish than wild caught, and McGuire wants to focus on local aquaculture efforts and the expansion of fish farming in California.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire coming from a single-family residence in the 6,000 block of Beechwood Drive in Eureka early Saturday morning. Firefighters were told that it sounded like ammunition was going off inside and that it could be the site of a hash lab and explosion. There were no residents located when firefighters arrived on scene, and they found that the house was heavily involved in fire. An overhead power line had been brought down at the entrance, and the fire was contained to the single building but was threatening to spread to neighboring structures. An exterior attack was conducted to protect the next-door houses, and the fire was brought under control after an hour. There were no injuries reported, and the fire destroyed the residence. No evidence of a hash lab was found. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.